With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
One of the marks of successful people is that they are action-oriented. One of the marks of average people is that they are talk-oriented. That's from Brian Tracy. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. In business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by our friends over at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them on the web at tandemhr.com. Be sure to visit their website, check out their blog and all their fantastic information about human resources, payroll, or you can call them at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510, tandemhr.com. This week, we will be joined by guests Alex Bratton, Stephen Dime of Flowers for Dreams, Andrea Storrs of ADMS Inc. and The Arc, and Michael Slater of Speed Networking Solutions. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you will not want to miss. It's a live show. That's right. You could call me with your questions and ask any of our guests your business questions, your entrepreneurship questions, your employment questions. That's right. Call our live show at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. At the end of the show, I'm also going to be sharing some tips for organizing your business cards, so you won't want to miss that. We've got a great lineup over here. But first, sort of start off our great week of entrepreneurial information, we've got Alex Bratton of LexTech on the line with us here on Get Down to Business. Alex, thanks for joining us on the air.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
Alex, I actually heard you speak a few weeks ago, and one of the things that you said, you used this line repeatedly. You said that you're reinventing processes with mobile. What does that mean?
There's a huge renaissance really happening in business today, and it's mobile that's actually driving it. Mobile becomes the Trojan horse for simplifying processes. You can't do complicated on a small screen, so what it's forcing us to do is rethink how we do things in business, rethink how much information we're capturing on those huge paper forms, and it's forcing simplicity. And that's driving huge returns for companies that are doing that.
And Alex, is this something that only big businesses are taking advantage of, or is this something that you think small businesses should be considering as they plan their strategy for the next few months and certainly for 2015?
The big businesses really kicked it off and have been starting to focus more and more on it, but I think it's an opportunity for everybody in business. And it really boils down to just looking at how do you do what you do? Look at those processes and specifically try to find, are there pain points or things in those processes that are slower than they should be that apps can solve? You don't have to go build that app yourself necessarily. There are millions of them available in the App Store, but find a pain point and then see if mobility can help with it.
Well, this is something that's so critical, and I don't think it's spoken enough about, mobile technology, mobile apps to communicate with customers, but also to provide those services and provide a convenience to those that we're all trying to serve. You know, we're all working so hard in our small businesses trying to reach out, and, you know, our customers are out there using, you know, mobile, and it's up to us, business owners, up to us entrepreneurs to sort of embrace that technology and make it accessible and make it as easy as possible. And we'd love to hear your questions, listeners, on the subject. We are taking calls for Alex at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. But Alex, let's start from the beginning. How did you get into this? And tell us a little bit about LexTech.
Well, I have been a technology entrepreneur for a long time. I founded 12 different companies, and for me, my passion has always been about how do I help people thrive in their work setting using technology, and that's what it's always been about. I founded LexTech back in 2001 really with that mission, and back in the old days, it was really doing more web-centered technologies. But with the advent of easy-to-use smartphones, we really shifted and have been exclusively mobile since 2007, helping mid-market and larger companies again, apply technology so someone can do their whole job from a mobile platform.
And Alex Luxtech is a Chicago-based business?
We are. We've got a couple of offices here in Illinois, really focused on supporting customers nationally, but we're based here, really changing the world here from the Midwest.
Fantastic. And Alex, we actually have a call from Mike in Northbrook with a question for you about mobile technology. Mike, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Oh, thanks, Shalom. Thanks for taking my call. You've got a great show. I've got a question for Alex. Alex, I've got a small business. I'm generating about just under $1 million a year. It's a kind of a high-volume hardware store, and I sell a lot of items. And I've thought for a while that maybe I should have an app created for my business, but I don't know anything about that, and I certainly don't know what that would cost. Can you give me some guidance on that?
Absolutely. So the first question would be, and this is a trap that, and especially the big companies really fall into, is being careful to avoid the obvious app. So the obvious app, based on what you've run through for me, would be something that is potentially just pushing specials to your customers. That's something people have been using email for, those kind of things. So the key is really identifying what are the challenges that people have learning about what you've got either on sale or coming into your store. Or, more often the case, where I really see the opportunities is there an opportunity for your employees to do something more effectively inside your business? So it's really looking at what are the pain points that mobility can solve and being careful not to fall into the trap of just, hey, I need an app. If you're looking at building apps, it's the same question as what does it cost to build a house? It could be $20,000. It could be $10 million. So there's a huge range based on functionality. My first recommendation, again, would be if you can see where you're looking to potentially apply mobility, there are a lot of great solutions that already exist out there in app stores and app frameworks that you can get put together relatively inexpensively. So I would search there first.
Fantastic. And Alex, I know when I saw you a few weeks ago, I asked you a question whether an app is out there yet that can actually respond to my emails for me. And any update on that?
There are actually some great tools out there to help you manage email, but fully functional in that way, not yet.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, talking about time management and contact management and email management, that's something we talk a lot about over here on Get Down to Business. But, Alex, it sounds like you have a wealth of information, a lot of advice. Again, big businesses and small business. We're talking with Alex Breton of LexTech, who's, again, just a ton of information about mobile technology, both in utilizing the tools that are already out there, as well as, of course, encouraging small business owners and entrepreneurs to build new technology to both communicate with customers as well as, I fly a lot. I travel a great deal, and there's quite a few apps available through the airlines that you can select your seats. Is that sort of what's the most advanced app that you've seen so far?
Well, the most advanced app, actually, it would be one that we helped put together for another organization that I own called LexRay, and it mobile enables all of the physical security, so all of the video surveillance in use by government agencies and large cities, big enterprises, and drives both that and building control systems, all kinds of really complicated integration, but it makes it easy, and it puts into people's hands so they can make better decisions. And it's one of the most advanced mobile applications on the planet.
Just incredible. Again, we're talking with Alex Breton of LexTech, talking about mobile technology. And you're quite the entrepreneur yourself, and you've written a book. And we've got just about a minute and a half remaining. Alex, how can people contact you to learn more about the book, as well as everything that you do over at LexTech and all your sort of innovation in technology that you've told us so much about?
The book is called Billion Dollar Apps, and it's really focused on how do you solve business problems using mobility and using apps. And it works for anybody who's thinking about applying mobile apps in their business, whether that's small or large. And it's really targeted at folks who aren't the technologists but need to use technology to drive change. More information is available at returnonapps.com. For those that are interested a little bit more in applying mobile apps in an enterprise and somebody to help them do that, that's what LexTech is all about, and that's LexTech.com.
Fantastic, Alex. Again, thanks for joining us on the show. We'll continue to have you back to talk more about technology. And speaking about technology, our next guest after the break is Stephen Dime from Flowers for Dreams. And he's doing some really cool stuff with his website. And would love to hear from him what sort of technology he's been utilizing. But again, Alex, fantastic job. And we're looking forward to picking your brain on some other topics in technology. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Once again, Everett Wealth Solutions. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. After the break, we're talking with Stephen Dime of Flowers for Dreams, a great entrepreneur himself. And you can join me and fellow entrepreneurs at the business event on October 30th. It's an all-day free business and employment expo at Block 37. Check out the website, register online at thebusinessevent.com. After the break, Stephen Dime from Flowers for Dreams, and you could call us at 312-642-5600. We're taking your questions. Stick around after the break. More small business and entrepreneurship.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nakia Nichelle, taking a look at traffic. It's about 20 minutes in either direction on the Edens. The Kennedy still sees some tight traffic around the River Road Toll Plaza to Cumberland, then at Montrose to Sacramento. 25 to downtown from O'Hare for Montrose 13. Opposite sides all clear. 10 minutes to Montrose and to O'Hare 24. The inbound Ike, expect a slowdown around 17th to 1st, then at Racine to the Circle. 31 to the post from Thorndale from Mannheim 18. On the outbound side, 16 to Mannheim and to Thorndale. 29. The Stevenson either direction is looking good. 55 does look good as well. Inbound on the Ryan still has a slowdown around Cermak to the Circle. On the outbound side, though, you're problem free. It's 55 degrees and windy tonight, a low of 48, and tomorrow partly cloudy and a high of 59. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm all for a national discussion on whether or not this is serving our national interest to send troops over to Iraq and, yes, Syria on behalf of trying to wipe out ISIS.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
Let's wipe them out now while we can.
I just think we're overreacting a little bit to their videos and their PR campaign on Twitter.
But they can recruit lone wolves so quickly here in this country.
The only way to get ISIS out once they are in civilian populations is with Muslim citizens ferreting them out and lopping off their heads.
John and Amy, mornings starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Attention all women with excess belly fat. Research proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of new Garcinia Cambogia, a powerful weight loss breakthrough that actually burns fat without starving yourself or spending hours at the gym. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call now for your free full-size trial. 1-800-300-1905. A famous clinical study proved that the key ingredient in Garcinia Cambogia causes significant weight loss. So if you need to lose more than 30 pounds, call now and instantly qualify for your free trial of new Garcinia Cambogia. Strict limit of one per household. 1-800-300-1905. That's 1-800-300-1905. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-300-1905.
We love love chatting with people that are making a difference in the entrepreneurial community. That means people that have ideas, people that have ideas. But better than that, don't just take that idea and sort of think about it and dream about it, but they actually turn it into a reality. And that's why we have Stephen Dime of Flowers for Dreams on with us on Get Down to Business. He's a guy who I've gotten to know over these past few months, and he's really, really shaking it up in the world of online businesses, in the world of entrepreneurship. We're just thrilled to have you on the air. Stephen, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Shalom, good to be here. I'm excited to talk.
Okay, fantastic. So before we talk about how you've sort of turned that idea into a reality, tell us about Flowers for Dreams.
Sure. So the premise of Flowers for Dreams is actually pretty simple. We sell locally crafted flower bouquets online for just $35 and free delivery. And then each purchase, each bouquet benefits an amazing local charity. We wanted a way to purchase local flowers at fair and honest prices, and that's what we do at flowersfordreams.com.
Fantastic, and I'm actually looking at your site right now. First of all, the bouquets on the page right now, they say modern bouquets. They are just drop-dead gorgeous, and as you said, they're a decent price, free delivery, and each of the bouquets benefit a local charity. That's fantastic. Are you doing this only in Chicago right now?
Yes, only in Chicago. We're online and local, kind of a hybrid between the two types of businesses. So our storefront is our website, but we do all delivery by hand, and we do all of the design in-house.
Cool. So I know that an idea like that, that's first of all a good business idea, but also, as you said, helping the community by supporting local charities, probably didn't happen one day while you were in the shower, and it was just a brainstorm that popped up. There's probably a story over here. Tell us the story of Flowers for Dreams.
There is. And it really was born out of just being kind of upset with the way flowers were bought and sold now. I mean, as flower consumers, we wanted something that was a bit more inspiring. And as I said before, fair and honest. It's really that simple. So we tried to marry the idea of social conscience and giving back to providing a product that's, you know, what you see is what you get, and, you know, something that is affordable and accessible for everybody, not just the wealthy few, which flowers typically have been geared towards, and then giving someone a reason to buy them beyond just sending a gift or sending a thank you, but a way to give back at the same time.
Interesting. And the delivery service, do you handle that internally? Do you have drivers that are running around, or do you outsource that service?
We do it all in-house. It's unique in the sense that we actually touch every part of the process. We are sourcing the flowers here, as I said, locally. We're designing it all in-house, and then we have a team of delivery drivers and even bike couriers in Chicago's Loop area that deliver by hand. So we're ensuring that quality control really at kind of an unprecedented levels for our online competitors.
And I can tell you that Stephen's not just saying that. As we've been promoting, you know, that you are going to be on the air, tweeting this out, and I guess a little bit of a plug where we definitely tweet and Facebook the messages about the show. We tell you who's going to be up next. You know, we got a lot of emails from people saying, yeah, just ordered from Flowers for Dreams. The flowers looked gorgeous, and people just raving about what you're doing. And you're a relatively new business, but you've made a great difference in the community already, which is just fantastic. So you're here in Chicago. You're a web-based business, and you know, we just talked with somebody about mobile apps. Do you have a mobile app for Flowers for Dreams?
No, we don't, but it's actually in the pipeline. I think what I believe Alex was saying earlier is the same thing that we're trying to do. You know, we're very much a technology-enabled company. We use technology to be able to offer free delivery. We use a routing system. And we have a mobile website that is really kind of prides itself on being simple and minimalist. We don't try and upsell you. We don't have silly teddy bears and balloons that we often don't believe need to go alongside flowers. We want to give you a process that makes sense and is easy and can be fast. And that's a big part of what we do.
That's great. And we share a mentor in common. We both are good friends with Bruce Leon of Tandem HR. And Bruce has given me a great amount of advice about how to leverage and how to build a business and how to surround yourself with good people, which is just fantastic. So how large is your team now? I mean, it sounds like you're involved in a lot of different areas of the process, in both sourcing the flowers all the way down to the delivery. Is this office, so you're in Chicago, you've got a nice team of people. Are you, I think I saw a Craigslist post recently that you were hiring, I think, a driver. Are you actually looking for people right now?
Yes, we're actually hiring for two different positions, and we have a team of nine that includes our drivers, our floral designers, and, of course, our business development and marketing team. And we're looking for a position, both one other driver right now at the moment, and someone in business development. And we're always looking for people rather than positions. And so if there is anybody out there that's looking to get involved with our startup company, we'd love to hear.
Fantastic. And we'll be sure to share your contact information in just a moment. Which is, really, we on Get Down to Business, we love entrepreneurs. And that's why we love Stephen Dime, who's really making a difference. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch your progress and to sort of grow with you. Stephen, I just hope you continue to take our calls and continue to join us on the air to share the story of your success. After the show, of course, our podcasts are available on the website at shalomkline.com. I definitely would encourage everybody to download this podcast and then get in touch with Stephen. We'll share your contact information in just a few moments. But Stephen, you're a young guy, you're a young entrepreneur, you had an idea, you're making a difference. What advice do you have for people, your age that want to make, that want to sort of follow your lead and take an idea? Everybody has ideas, and they want to turn it into a reality. They want to take a business idea and not just talk about it, but actually do it. What advice would you have to share with them?
Well, I'd give probably two different pieces of advice. One, which is kind of rather cliche, which is, the kind of the ethos of ready, fire, aim. Build a product, whether or not it's perfect, something that can maybe acquire a customer, find someone to pay you, and try it out. Don't invest a whole bunch, and try something. And then the other thing I'd say is, a lot of business owners ask how we've done what we've done in less than 2 years. And I think when you talked about giving back, one of the easiest things for businesses to do to set themselves apart is to identify a way to connect to the community in ways that feel authentic, in ways that are authentic, whether it's actually giving back, literally aligning with organizations that do good work in your related field. So I would say if you're a young person or if you're an existing business owner, if you can figure out a way to create a more conscious mission, then you're probably doing something right in this era of conscious capitalism.
Good for you for appreciating that. And I love what you said earlier, that you look for the people rather than the position. Our next guest, Andrea Storrs of ADMS Inc. and The Arc in West Rogers Park, is certainly going to love that you said that. We're all about, trying to find the right people, trying to give people those opportunities. And there's a lot of talent out there. And that's what this show is all about, sort of connecting the dots, which is just huge. So, Stephen, keep up the good work. And we're looking forward to following your success. Stephen, how can people find place an order on Flowers for Dreams, but also follow up and get in touch with you?
Sure, absolutely. Well, they can order in two ways. One at flowersfordreams.com. That's flowers, FORDreams.com. And then call us at our local number, 312-620-1410. And I'm going to give out my email for anybody who's interested, whether it's a job or just in connecting, because that's what I like to do. It's Stephen, STEVEN, at flowersfordreams.com.
You're the man. Well, thank you for joining us. And again, we'll follow your success and we'll continue to promote those jobs. And have you back on to share your entrepreneurial advice as well. After the break, we're going to be talking with Andrea Storrs of ADMS Inc. and The Arc. We're taking your calls. Andrea is going to be talking about networking your way into a job, a subject that I'm very passionate about. And I know it's going to be a great discussion. We're taking your calls at 312-642-5600. 312-642-5600. You can always get on my website at shalomkline.com, shalomkline.com. And you can find out which guests will be joining us on Get Down to Business next week. You can also download podcasts from the show, and you can find out more information about the business event. The business event is that free event that I keep telling you about. It's a free business and employment expo. For the first time, we're doing it in downtown Chicago on October 30th at Block 37. Check out the website, thebusinessevent.com. You can register. It's a free event. We're going to have a lot of networking, a lot of small business, and we're actually going to have a job clinic offered there by Andrea Storrs, who you're going to be hearing from in a moment. After the break, we're talking with Andrea Storrs about networking your way into a job. Don't tune that dial. We're all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
The who.
An individual has been diagnosed with Ebola.
The when.
Arrived in the U.S. on the 20th of September.
The where.
Ebola in the United States.
And the why you need to listen.
Ebola is a serious disease.
Breaking news.
So what does this mean?
Opinion.
Other individual could develop Ebola in the coming weeks.
An insight on AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Fox News confirming a patient was admitted to Bay Health Kent General Hospital in Dover, Delaware, after exhibiting Ebola-type symptoms. The first Ebola patient diagnosed in the U.S., Thomas Duncan, still critical.
Doctors have not given him experimental medication. His four family members who shared an apartment with him remain in quarantine in a private home. They have shown no symptoms of the deadly virus.
Fox's Brian Yannis, a homeless man who may have had contact with Duncan, taken to a Dallas hospital but said to be fine. After his second DUI arrest, swimmer Michael Phelps heading to rehab, telling fans,
I'm going to take some time away to attend a program that will provide the help I need to better understand myself.
Fox's Will Carr.
Cherokee.
Keyboardist Paul Revere, leader of the 60s group Paul Revere and the Raiders, dead at 76. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. It's around 20 minutes in either direction of the Edens. You'll see some slowdown coming in on the Kennedy at the River Road Toll Plaza in Cumberland, then at Montrose to Sacramento. 25 to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose, 13 on the reverse, 10 minutes to Montrose and to O'Hare, 24. Express lanes are wide open at 8 minutes. The inbound Ike sees a slowdown at Racine to the Circle with a 30-minute trip to the post from Thorndale from Mannheim, 17. Outbound side 16 to Mannheim and to Thorndale, 29. It's a pleasant ride on the Stevenson in either direction, as well as 55. Inbound on the Ryan, you have some light traffic at 31st to the Circle. It's 18 minutes to downtown from 95th on the flip, 15 minutes there. 57 and the Bishop Ford looks good. It's 55 degrees and windy tonight, a low of 48, and tomorrow partly cloudy with a high of 59. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
You must be the guys from Somalia.
Sudan.
Critics and audiences everywhere agree The Good Lie is a celebration of the human spirit.
I don't think they're going to make it if we don't help.
Michael Medved declares it's moving and unforgettable. It enlightens and inspires. And Rick Warren raves it will leave you cheering. Go see this movie.
I will pray for you.
ERD. ERD?
It means great white cow.
Well, it's better than a lot of things I've been called.
The Good Lie. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in select theaters.
Don't wait to order your Freedom Summit Chicago tickets. All ticket prices have been discounted 50% for a limited time only. Tickets begin at just $27 to see Sean Hannity, Bobby Jindal, Dana Lash, Katie Pavlich, Guy Benson, Ed Klein, and many more. On October 24th and 25th at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center and Hotel, get your discounted tickets today at freedomsummitchicago.com before they're gone. Presented by Uline. Sponsored in part by hotair.com.
Stephen Dime of Flowers for Dreams just told us that he has a few open positions, but he just said that rather than looking for the position, he always looks for the people. And that's why it's so important that you network, network, network. You network your way into the job. And that's why we have Andrea Storrs, who is the CEO and the owner of ADMS Inc. and expert career counselor with the ARC, joining us on Get Down to Business now. I believe it's for the third time. Andrea, thanks for joining us on the phone this week.
Hey, Shalom. Thanks for having me again.
You bet. So I think you just heard what Stephen just said. He's trying to recruit for some good people. But you know, that sort of just emphasized that point that you need to network your way into the job. Give us your advice on the subject.
Well, first of all, I love his line that he looks for the people. That kind of says it all about the type of company that he is running. So kudos to him. The one thing about networking, and I think most job seekers at this point probably know, that most jobs are not advertised. You find out about jobs by mouth, by referral, by talking to people. I have more and more clients that are beyond upset and frustrated, constantly relying on the internet for identifying positions. This is not the strongest way to find a job. The truth is, most people have a list of contacts that they can network with. A lot of people are very uncomfortable with the concept of networking because I don't think that it's really well understood. A lot of people feel that they would be considered annoying or pushy or arrogant when they network. Well, the thing is, you have to know how to network. And I think one of the most important things that you can do in a networking situation before you network is to know who you are, to have a strong professional identity, and to be able to present yourself with confidence and concretely so that people understand who you are, what you bring to the table, what your skill set is, and if you're the right fit for the culture of a specific company.
Wait, Andrea, are you saying that it's unreasonable to expect a prospective employer to have to guess, you know, who you are and what sort of jobs you're looking for? Are you saying that the job seeker actually needs to articulate that?
It's not that it's unfair. It's insane to go after a job without knowing what you're going after and why. If I was a teacher and I was applying for a banking job, the match would be unrealistic. You have to really know where to look, who to speak to, and what to say. And that's where the term is elevator pitch. I personally don't like that, but it's just a way to present yourself and to let people know, again, who you are. If you talk to the wrong people, it's ridiculous. And by the way, networking is not so much about getting a job immediately. Networking is all about the development of relationships.
It's all relationships. It's all about talking to as many people as possible. And we all need to network, even those of us that are fortunate enough to be employed, that might own a business, that might work for a business. We all need to network, and it's so important. Andrea, you help a lot of clients. I've gotten to know some of the clients that you've worked with, and you've given advice about where to network. What sort of information, what sort of resources would you recommend?
You know, first of all, let me just say one thing about networking before we go to the actual sites to go to. Networking is not stalking people. Networking is not putting people in a corner and making them feel uncomfortable about your situation. That's not what networking is. Networking is knowing how to engage properly so that the person actually becomes interested in what you say. And I really want to put that out there, because a lot of people will call someone and say, hey, do you know someone in this industry or that industry? And sometimes that works if the networking contact is the appropriate person to say that to.
Absolutely. Andrea, we've got about a minute and a half remaining. What resources would you recommend? And finally, how can people contact you?
Well, Shalom, you have a million networking events, which I think are wonderful.
Including the business event on October 30th.
That, of course. And you have a broad spectrum. I think the best thing that people can do is to go online and find networking events that are about what they do. To go to just any networking event is kind of a waste of time. You should kind of zero in on the profession and or the industry that is your goal, that is where you want to end up.
Absolutely. Great advice, Andrea. How can people email you so they can find out more, get some more advice on networking their way into a job?
They can get me at ADMS6135@AOL.com. They can also call me at 847-917-4141.
And Andrea is a frequent guest on Get Down to Business, so you'll be hearing a lot more advice from her. And again, you can join her job clinics at the business event on October 30th. Andrea, thanks for being such a fantastic resource and such an expert resource. You are really the best in the world of business and jobs, and we appreciate it and all the advice that you share with us on the radio. After the break, we're going to be talking with Michael Slater about networking, about speed networking solutions. You won't want to miss it. You can call us 312-642-5600 with your questions. Stick on this station for more information.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikia Nichelle taking a look at traffic. It's a smooth ride on the Edens in either direction. Now, the Kennedy does have a slowdown coming in at the River Road Toll Plaza to Cumberland. Then between Montrose and Sacramento, 24 to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose 12, which is not too bad. Outbound side, you'll see it at 10 minutes to Montrose and to O'Hare. 21 express lanes are wide open at 8 minutes. On the inbound Ike, you still have some light traffic at Racine to the Circle, 30 minutes to the post from Thorndale for Manheim 17. On the opposite side, 16 to Manheim and to Thorndale 29. It's all clear on the Stevenson and 55. However, there is a car in the ditch on the southbound side at 55 at Route 126. No delays right now, but that could change quite quickly. And inbound on the Ryan, it bunches up at the Stevenson. It's 55 degrees. Tonight, a low of 48. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. R.B. Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-600-0571. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-600-0571. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-600-0571. That's 1-800-600-0571.
I flew out to New York this past week, not just on a trip for pleasure, and not just for your traditional business trip. I went out to facilitate a speed networking event with my good friend Michael Slater of Speed Networking Solutions. And this is something I do every once in a while. And I got to tell you, it's the highlight of my month when I'm able to do that, the energy that's in the room. And my frequent joke when I get in the room, when I'm in front of several hundred people about to kick off an awesome event, facilitating some introductions and some connections, is I ask people, are you here for the speed dating or for the speed networking event? And I guess I'm going to ask that question right now of our next guest, Michael Slater of Speed Networking Solutions. Michael, did you call in to talk about speed dating or speed networking today?
Because my family's probably listening to this, so I have to be very careful on what I say about speed dating. She doesn't know about that side of me.
Oh, darn it. Okay, Stacy, please don't listen to this one. But Michael Slater, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. Tell us a little bit about the history of Speed Networking Solutions, which, by the way, is completely professional.
It is. But make no mistake, we took the general philosophy of speed dating and said, why can't this work for businesses and business professionals? And years ago, we just started doing a very simple process, and I just started doing alumni associations where we had the business students were on one side. We simply rotated seats. We talked about business agendas. But what was happening is we got a chance to meet 10 new professionals in an hour. To kind of fast forward it, we had people that went to these events and said, hey, can't you do this for our association? Can you do this for my business school? Can you do this for my corporation? And it only took me several years to get hit over the head to say, hey, you actually have a real business here. People want speed networking from a professional standpoint, most likely because of the structure of the event, and it ensures that two people engage to initiate that relationship. And as your previous speaker, Andrew, had mentioned, it's about developing relationships. So fast forward a couple more years, we developed software, the proprietary software that allows all of our clients, whether they're corporations, associations, trade associations, to customize the matching for the participants. And therefore, they dictate to us the types of matching parameters they want. The participants go through a very short profile online, and we come to the event, and as you know, voila, we produce a schedule with customized matches based on their preferences and the clients.
So, Michael, let me stop you there for a second.
Yeah.
What makes it sort of different than somebody trying to facilitate this on their own? Why can't somebody sort of just, you know, move people around the table on their own? Why the software? Why does that make the event so unique?
Mm-hmm. No, that's a great question. Well, it takes the guesswork out of trying to do the matching. In a traditional speed networking event, just rotate left to the right, so it's potluck who you're going to end up sitting across from, whereas the software takes in the client's requests on matching. So, for example, they may say, we want to match by job title. We want human resources and marketing people to meet. We want compliance people and the legal team to meet, so they can dictate that. Or the participant can go through the online survey and indicate who they have a strong interest in meeting. And the software takes that element and matches the participants together, gives us a quality control score so the client knows what the potential outcome of that will be in terms of the network.
And the clients are everybody. They're associations, chambers of commerce, alumni groups, and to the event that I did last week with you, it was a big technology conference in New York City at the Javits Center, and there were literally hundreds of people there. It was just incredible. And in sort of the, I think what everybody gets out of, you know, when they come to the event is there's that energy. And as you said, those structured conversations. Andrea just mentioned that, you know, networking is all about developing relationships. We emphasize at every event that it's peer to peer, and that's sort of often the goal that we're trying to encourage the connections, the relationships out of that event. But Michael, you know, tell me, what was the most fun that you've had on an event? What was some of the strangest locations, some of the strangest venues for a speed networking function?
Sure. The first one that comes to mind, it always comes to mind, one of my favorite ones that we recently did was with World President's Organization over at the Summerfest in Milwaukee. They have these beautiful stages facing the lake. We had a brand new one, a brand new stage. We did an event right there. We had a YouTube cover band play right before our speed networking event, and then we headed right into the speed networking event overlooking Lake Michigan. It was a ton of fun.
There was also, I believe, a racetrack recently.
Right. Who could forget the racetrack?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Some fun venues and some very interesting businesses. But the common denominator over here is that, you know, speed networking really works. Networking really works. And speed networking is a great sort of format to facilitate some great introductions. So there's a lot of businesses out there listening to Get Down to Business that probably want to learn more, probably want to sort of demystify the subject with you, Michael. So how can people get in touch with you?
Sure. The website is very simple. It's speednetworking.com, and anyone can email me directly. It's just my last name, Slater, S as in Sam, L-A, T as in Tom, E-R, at speednetworking.com, or feel free to call me directly at 312-656-4926.
And Michael and I work closely together, and we've found some fun opportunities to work on some great events here in Chicago and beyond. We've got, I think, an event coming up on the calendar together downtown at the Metropolitan Club in downtown Chicago. So check that out on my website, jewishb2b.org. You can register for that event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Michael Slater from Speed Networking, thanks for joining us and Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. After the break, I'm going to be telling you about how I organize my business cards. Hopefully, you'll be able to get a tip or two out of that conversation. Again, more networking and business tips after the break on Get Down to Business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
This is a critical message for listeners who need to actually lose 30 pounds or more for legitimate health or personal reasons. Because for the next 5 minutes, the makers of AF Plus are giving out risk-free trials of their incredibly effective weight loss supplement. It's proven and can cause dramatic weight loss. So only call if you need to lose 30 pounds or more. Call toll-free 1-800-944-5929. Because it's so potent, take no more than one capsule once a day. You can expect to experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day.
For your risk-free trial, you will be given a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. Supplies are limited. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more for legitimate reasons, call now, toll-free, 1-800-944-5929. Phone lines will be open for the next 5 minutes. 1-800-944-5929.
What an awesome lineup this week. We spoke with Alex Baratin of LexTech. We spoke with Stephen Dime of Flowers for Dreams, Andrea Storrs from ADMS Inc. and The Arc, and Michael Slater of Speed Networking Solutions. What a great mix of entrepreneurs and some great advice that we shared with you this week. That's what we do every week on Get Down to Business. You'll want to tune in next week as well, and you can find out who will be on the show, and you can download podcasts from the show on my website at shalomkline.com. You could also join me on October 30th at our free business and employment expo. It's called the Business Event in Chicago. More information on that is available on my website, shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. Let's talk about how you organize your business cards. Number one, look at the business card as soon as you receive it. Reading the business card is a good way to remember someone's name and connect it with their face. The person's title is usually printed on a business card too, meaning that you have one more clue about who they are and what they do. Have a place to put business cards that you receive. If you carry a notebook or bag with you to meetings, set aside a place in it for business cards. Or use the second pocket on your own business card carrier to collect cards that you receive. Whatever you do, don't stick them in your notes somewhere or stuff them in a pocket where they'll generally go missing, go through the wash. Organize contact information on your computer. When you return from a business lunch, trade show, or a meeting, immediately put the business cards you receive in a safe place, such as a desk drawer or something out of the reach of other people. That's ideal. When you have time, grab all the business cards that you've piled in your desk drawer and type all the information or scan it into Outlook, Excel, Access, or even Microsoft Word. Use a notes field or column that goes with each business card's electronic file. Note down any information that wasn't on the card, what they do, what information, what prospects they offered, when you met them, and so on. Create a rating system for great business contacts, so-so or potential business contacts, and those that you'll probably never talk to ever again. You could use a numbering system. All ones are great. Twos are so-so. Threes are you'll never talk to them again. Or you could use a green, yellow, and red stoplight system, respectively. Use a system you won't forget so you could categorize your contacts. Arrange the contact the way you need them. You could alphabetize by last name, or you could also categorize the industry or where you met the person. That way you could just type in the information you know into a search box and come up with that list of contacts. Organize business cards the old-fashioned way. Keep the cards in a Rolodex or business card holder. You can find business card holders in your nearby office supply store. The old-fashioned way, even if it consists of a rubber band in your desk drawer, can be a good backup for the computerized information. You'll have to decide how you want to organize the business cards by name, company, city. Whenever you get a new business card, write down the name of the place where you met the person on the back of the card within a few days of the meeting. That way you won't forget it. If you get a lot of business cards, look in software to help you manage them. There's scanners that exist. This can actually save you a lot of manual data entry time. If you need to know more about the business contacts than just their names and phone numbers, look in software packages designed for contact or customer information management. Follow up promptly and don't let unprocessed business cards pile up. If you keep your contacts on your computer, please just remember to back it up. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Silence is golden, but the ability to listen is priceless. When you engage in a conversation, focus in on what the other person is saying. You may pick up on leads and ideas that you didn't expect. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions. Everett Wealth Solutions is a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com, or you can call them at 708-771-7777. Once again, our friend Chris Everett at Everett Wealth Solutions, EverettWealthSolutions.com, or call 708-771-7777. Get Down to Business is powered by our very good friends over at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. 630-928-0510. Bruce Leon of Tandem HR is a good friend, and he's making a difference in the business community. Call him, 630-928-0510. Check out the website, tandemhr.com. Next week, we're going to be talking some more small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You know, get on my website, shalomkline.com, and download a podcast from this show and share it with somebody that you know. To success, let's get down to business.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,